Good morning and welcome to a special edition of the Voice of West PowerPoint show. Today, Monday, the 10th of December, and today marks the World Human Rights Day. And here in the studio with me is Jeffrey Papuana and also Deborah. And thank you for coming and welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here and to talk about this special day today, Human Rights Day, and it's also interesting to hear from what others would say about it.
Yeah, thank you to Papuana also for coming in. And we also have Deborah here. Thank you, Deborah, for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Awesome. Yes. As we know, 10th of December each year marks a World Human Rights Day. And here in Australia, as West Papuans who's been struggling with human rights issues as one of the really biggest issue in West Papua. What does human right means to you as Papuan, Jeffrey?
as a Papuan, human rights, it means to me, it means that I have a right. I have a right to do things, to say things, to do what I'm thinking. I have a right. I have a voice. That's what it means to me, and
we've seen in West Papuans struggling even until today. They're still struggling with the human rights issues as one of the really biggest issue that's very troubling in West Papua. And not just in West Papua, but the day marks it's the World Human Rights Day, right? So it's people remembering the human rights, which basically, for me, to my understanding, is your basic right to access a education, to access decent health care, and also to access to your right to access to services and infrastructures. But as Papuans here in Melbourne and Australia in general, I think the Human Rights Day to me personally means it means a lot of things. It means that we have to work hard. We have to really come out of our comfort zones and do something. It can be anything. Do something that can tell the world about what's happening in West Papua. West Papuans don't just suffer from like torture and killings and everything there, but also, there's a lot of marginalization happening in terms of employment prospects and also in terms of getting the equal opportunity back home in West Papua. And as a woman, what Papuan women living in Australia or in Melbourne, what does this day, what does the Human Rights Day mean to you, Papuana?
Well, that is a big question, actually. What I feel is Human Rights Day should be everyone should be walking freely, like in their own land, home, without fearing anything. Mm-hmm. And right to participate any education or activities without fear. But in West Papua, certainly, I don't think this is happening. Mm-hmm. And what we need is we all need to be together as one, as a family, and keep forward and fighting for our right. Because as West Papuan, you know, everyone celebrates the Human Rights Day, but we don't feel like we need to be celebrating because of it. We don't have a right to be in living our own home.
Mm-hmm. I think I agree with what she said. Like, it's a Human Rights Day. It's actually time for people to, you know, celebrate and just be happy, or I don't know. But I guess, like, I can feel what Papuana say. Like, for us as a Papuans, here in Australia, we feel we safe. We can do a protest. We can go down the streets without fear that we might get shot by the military or get arrested. But then we have our brothers and sisters back home still living in that fear of getting caught, and their fear of getting just don't like things that what they used to do, like going out in public, but they can't do that anymore because fear if they might get caught or they might get shot, or like there are a lot of things. And I feel you, Papuana, what you said. And especially like today, this month, it's December, it's a Christmas time where people supposed to be, you know, be happy, be merry and all this stuff. But back home, I guess if we remember just recently on the 1st of December, there was a shooting in Ndunga district. That creates fears amongst Papuans. So basically, people like the family would encourage their children, their people, you know, their loved ones to not be, you know, it's not like just don't go and go, you know, just be careful, watch out of yourself, and that is just sad. Like, So Human Rights Day, and I believe that Human Rights Day, it's the time people, you know, we should think, sit down and discussing about, you know, like how we can improve it, like sit down with people to talk about the future. But like some of us still living in the past, and still this issue still occur in public, in the community. So I think it's important to like as Brother Joe you mentioned before, raise the awareness and get this unheard voice to be heard. And I think that's what we as a West Papuan who live in Melbourne, we could use this opportunity with this radio or you know, place where you know, our workplace and friends or churches, we could spread the news, spread the awareness, and so that more people know about it, and this abuses, human rights abuses, could hopefully one day will be stopped. Yeah,
thank you, Jeffrey, and thank you, Papuana. Please stay tuned. We will be back after this short break.
Adore. sapu hati suta tinggal di gunung-gunung, di lembah-lembah, di Papua.
Welcome back. Still here with the Voice of West Papua on special Human Rights Day edition. And here in the studio, still with me, is Jeffrey Papuana and also Deborah. Yeah, so we've been talking about a little bit about what the day means to us as West Papuans. And also living in Australia and celebrating these days without fear or intimidation from authorities like Indonesian personal security. Like in West Papua, they would celebrate by raising the Monisa flag. And what do you have to say about how oppressed West Papuans are, especially during this day, if they were to raise the flag? Because anything that has any tags or associate with human rights, we always associate it with the Monisa flag and the struggle for self-determination. So, yeah, for you as West Papuan here living in country as democratic as Australia, what do you think, what is the difference that you would see when people remembering this day in Australia and in Papua?
I think it's very different, really, very different. People in West Papua, when you say it's human rights, but and especially if you just a normal, typical, local civilians, and you don't have power. If you just say, "Oh, I want this because it's my right," but like the police say, for example, the police officer will say, like, "What? You're just civilians, like, you know, you're nothing. You're just a thing." And that what will happen in West Papua. So I think it's really it's different. It's different how I would interpret. I believe so. And I just recently I had a conversation with my friend who is currently living in West Papua, and I was asking his idea about what's happening, what he thoughts about the recent attack in Nduga, and he was saying this and that, and I was like, "No, it's I think that it's this, and he's like, "Oh, Jeffrey, like, that's true, but like it's not Australia where, you know, you can go straight to people on the top and do that. Like, you have to start from the bottom, and it's like steps from the third person to second person to first person. So you can't just jump like." So it's really different. It's really different, and that is sad. That is sad. I hope one day people in West Papua they would understand. They would feel like what does it mean of human rights day? What does that mean? Because until today, I think they're saying it human rights day, but they don't feel that rights. The rights, what rights mean, because their rights really, it's been denied, it's been ignored, and it's been a long time been ignored, and
it's been taken away from their own rights.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Papuana? I mean, that's my perspective as a male, right? Like maybe female. Maybe if you want to, say something.
Well, for me, it's like when you have Human Rights Day, you celebrate Human Rights Day. But in Papua, it's a different story because, kind of, you know, like as a woman, you are like have a right to educate yourself to become certain place or certain, like, chairman of certain things. But you don't get the opportunity to do that because you don't get the right to have a good education, good, like, you feel, you don't feel the right to feel safe in your own home. If you walk out as a human, you never know, you might get, you know, terrorized by some random people or
What about you, Brother Joe? What do you think?
I think Human Rights Day and the word human right itself is it's pretty broad and it's really wide, and people may have different definitions or different ideas about the Human Rights Day. And we, like, to put it in one word, we know what human right is. So it's the right for the right to the basic rights of the human being, which for me I think it's the right to live, the right to decent education, decent healthcare, as I said earlier. But also, for us, the definition of human right, we always associate it, as West Papuan, we always associate with the abuse, the violence, the oppressive government, the military suppressive government that suppress West Papuans who comes out and demand the government for their to self-determination. And self-determination is a human right. Like, I want to be able to decide what I should do with myself. I don't want people to decide what I should do. So that's not what's currently happening in West Papua, as we all are aware of. But also, human right is also means the right for everyone to have a breath of fresh, clean, unpolluted air. And just to emphasize on that, it's been... Yeah, over the past few days and weeks, there's been really big, huge, massive rally in support of the, not in support of climate change, but this climate change rally that demands the government of Australia, not just in Australia, but the government of the around the world to look into the climate change and global warming issue, because these things are real threat. And we've seen on TV that little small kids, as young as like in the year 4 or 5, they come out in hundreds and thousands of them rolling out to streets of Melbourne protesting. And this is example of human right. They're demanding the government to see, to acknowledge their like their right to clean unpolluted air and decent environment for them to live in. Like, I think back in the 90s or 80s, climate change and global warming may have been around already, but it wasn't an issue. It was not really as popular as it is today. And during our time, back when we were kids, we didn't know much about that. So no one talked about it. But as we see kids of the 21st century, they're really smart. And as we witnessed a couple of days ago, they come down in packs to the Melbourne City to protest the government to stop, like, for example, this Adani coal mine. And as I said, this is like, this. It is the human right to ask for, unpolluted air and a really good, clean environment for them to live in. So, yeah, that's one of the many things about human rights that we can think of. And also, yeah, as we know, West Papuans, we always struggle. Our struggle of human rights is our struggle for self-determination. So, yeah, that's what I can... That's my understanding. And what you can...
Yeah, I think... it's, I guess in my opinions, what the West Papuans are facing right now is the self-determination. That's what, big and because, yeah, like as Papuana just said before, our rights already has been taken away. And I think like what you said about climate change and other things, it's still there, but I think the rights of self-determination, that's the one that I think, in my opinion, that's the main one. I think if we already have that, like every other thing, you know, it will come into place. But I guess it's just like also I think there is also like we have to I think looking at from the culture and you know how the Western have different culture and also people like us from Pacific Islands, from other countries, we have a different culture. Like that kind of things also affect this human rights, the rights to do things, I guess. Like, you know, like when you're younger, you know, you don't, like if you're, disobey your parents or disobey your elders, it's, you know, it's bad, like, it's bad, but like, even though if it's for the good, you know, but it's not for the good reason or bad reasons, but you've got to talk nicely, you know, talk like in respect, but like in Western's culture, doesn't matter. This is what I've learned since living in Australia for 13 years now, at least, I think. When the younger one do things, something to the someone who is older or someone, their parents, they would just, they disobey them, but there is no like such a rule or such a thing in the culture or in the system belief that, you know, you're a bad kid or you are this and that. But I don't know. Like for me, I think that's also, there is that thing that also applies too. So, I think that's what human, I think that's the difference, I guess. Like, I don't know. Like, what do you guys think? Like, there's that thing. Deborah, I think you feel like I see that you want to say something.
A human rights issues are it's like I think Joe said before, is really a broad topic, and it always depends on how where you've come from, your background, which kind of determines your viewpoint of human rights. Because for me, I was born in New Zealand, where there is freedom. So my issue wasn't in regards to whether I had freedom or not. My issue was whether me as being a woman and me a woman of color, what rights I had. That was my fight. So, you know, everyone has a different perspective of what human rights are, and obviously for West Papua, it's freedom. It's the freedom to have a voice within your own country, the freedom to have a say in how your land is worked. It's the freedom to say our resources go here and there. It's the freedom to be able to say my kids are going to live in a free land. And so it depends on the lens that you're looking through, because human rights is very broad, the broad scope.
That's right. But in regards
to us, and what we're doing is to bring awareness for West Papua and even other nations that are going through the oppression of being governed by a country that illegally taken over. That's our fight here. And obviously that's the lens that we're wearing to, you know, bring awareness and then say, you know, these are the human rights issues that we're fighting for, and that is freedom.
Thank you, Deborah. And please stay tuned. We'll be back after this short break.
You're listening to 3CR Radio.
Welcome back. You're still listening to The Voice of West Papua on Tricia Community Radio. Today, the special edition for the World Human Rights Day. And yes, in the studio still with me, Jeffrey Papuana and Deborah.
So we were talking off air earlier with Papuana. I just wanted to know, Papuana, you came to Australia. I understand you came as a single woman, but now you've got a beautiful man and a beautiful three kids. When you think of human rights now, and obviously we were talking earlier about, you know, the different lenses, and your lens that you came with to Australia, I'm assuming would be different now as a mum and a wife.
For me, it's really changing myself I come here as a young woman to become mom to three kids, and they're so beautiful, I think. Yeah.
And, not even I think. They are beautiful kids.
And what I always think, you know, about what is human right is I want them to walk in their own land freely without fearing when they go back and visiting their families. In Australia, they live freely. They get to go to like schools and get good education. But over there, they can't really, like their cousins, they can't have a good education to participate. And it's, you know, when they go back over there, I want them to like not scared of or fear of anything that who is following them or who is in the back of them. I want them to become like they have a right to work themselves to where they belong in their own homes and work with the family as a family, not separate because one of these and all that because political reasons.
And you also mentioned that in regards to your view of climate change.
In my view of climate change, is start from home. When we teach young kids to become separate, the recycling things, that's where we start from small. We can't go out there and screaming at the public. They just hear. But when we start from home, it will from small, big things grow.
Yeah, thank you, Papuana. That's very true about what she said about climate change or global warming, and it's a big issue now, obviously, but I think I agree with Papuana that we can help minimize our contribution towards global warming or climate change. And I think we can't escape that. In one way or another, we are all contributing to this climate change, unless you don't eat and you and you don't
but, wear clothes. And,
you don't wear clothes. Unless you don't do that, you are until you don't do that, you are contributing to this what has become a really massive global issue,
and starting to grow your own things.
Yeah, that's probably one of the good things to do in an attempt to tackle this issue. And she's right when saying that the global climate change, the attempt to reduce that should start really start from within your household, when you start with teaching your kids and your family members to do things the right way, you know, like disposing of things that you don't use anymore, waste and stuff like that should be disposed of correctly, and minimize probably anything that will contribute massively to this issue. And like we said, we can relate this climate change and global warming to human rights, because by doing that, we are basically violating or taking away the right of especially young people, young kids who can't bear the weather or the climate that we have today. It's like it's getting hot and hot every day, especially in summer. And those poor kids, their parents has to buy like some kind of lotion or treatment for their skin when they could have not needed those things had the people or the public understand well how to not contribute into your carbon footprint, which is one of the factors that contribute to the climate change and global warming and nowadays. And Jeffrey, you've also been actively campaigning with our friends from Pacific Climate Warriors about the climate change issues. What are you thought about human rights and climate change when you link these two together? Is human rights closely associated with the climate change, given that people are coming out in packs and hundreds of people have been talking about this issue?
Yeah, I think there is a connection. There's a link between human rights and climate issues, because if you see also what is happening in Australia now, you have these kids went to the streets of Melbourne and start did a protest to government about what the government decisions on human rights. But then the Prime Minister Scott Morrison response was these kids should not be on the streets doing protest, but they should, stay in classroom and study and not been using as a political game or something like that. But I see what Scott Morrison to trying to say, but I mean, at the end of the day, climate change, it will not affect him. I don't know what to say in a nice word, but I don't know. Scott Morrison he's old and he's nearly died. He doesn't have much time to be alive in this world. So it's these kids. It's their right to fight for their future. So if you're it is connection. There is a connection there, and that's here. So that's one of the examples I want to show you. And also, if I could compare as West Papuan's issues, now in West Papua they've start. If you have followed the news lightly, they've been told the locals to sell their lands to the migrants, and they start pushing their locals out of their place, and these migrants comes and start chopping, you know, start cutting down the trees and start making, you know, the thing. Place that it used to be so green and all this, but now there's infrastructures and this and that. So I think it's also coming back with what Indonesian government's approach to West Papua. So I think they thought maybe the West Papuans just need economy, you know, economy or infrastructures and this and that. And I think it's wrong. That's not what we want. All we want is—it's already clear. We want independent. That's it. Because we don't know. Maybe, you know, next time, whoever, you know, who's going to be the next president of Indonesia, it will be something like we don't know what's going to happen in the future. What I'm trying to say is, but coming back to your questions, they're all links. So, human rights and climate change, everything's linked. But until today in West Papua, that right, it's not there. The people of West Papua still not feel and wanted to know what does it mean to have that right. And honestly, it's just still killing me until today. They don't have that right. And you can sense. I remember that when I was at home, discussed these issues with my uncles, with some elders there, and heard what they're saying to me. I can feel that they're just dying to feel. How does it feel, Jeff, live in Australia, have that freedom of doing this and doing that? Like, I want to feel like what you feel. But I tell them, like, guys, honestly, living in Australia is also hard. Like, I have to do this, do that, like, all by my own and all that. But I'm like a mentally, you know, I'm mentally, everything's free. But like, what I can felt from after discussing with, you know, have this kind of conversation to them, they still doesn't know what it feel like to, like what I feel right now here. They thought they just want to, they're just like dying, yeah. So it is there's connection. And as Deborah also said that human rights, it's a broad issue, broad problem, and that is, yeah. Yeah, that is why. Yeah,
thank you, Jeffrey, and our listeners, please stay tuned. We will be right back after this track. Welcome back. You are still listening to the voice of West Papua here on Tricia Community Radio 855 AM on your dial, 3CR Digital, and streaming live on www.3cr.org.au. And today is Monday, the 10th of December, and we are with a special edition of today's Voice of West Papua, talking about human rights on Human Rights Day, World Human Rights Day. And yeah, just before we went on break, Papuana was about to comment on something that Jeffrey was saying. So yeah, Papuana.
Yeah, Jeffrey was saying about it's how the global warming and human rights are connected to each other. And for global warming is real thing. If we're not changing now, who's gonna change it? Because our young kids, they won't have a future.
Yeah,
we need to think ahead, not now. If we started now to changing our the way we live a life, then it will make something different in the future ahead. And the other one for Human Rights Day is, my heart is always go for our people in back home, the one that is still fighting in jungle, in it just happening right now in Duga? In Duga, in, is it town?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in town. That's what's happening right now. And so they are like, you know, Tepen or Tentara Papua Barat is still fighting against the Indonesian army. Because what's happening is, like, you will see, you know, there's viral video about this. They call it migrant that who doing road work or whatever thing. Mm. And they act like civilians, but they're armies, the who taking all the West Papuans. So on Human Rights Day, I don't feel have a right to live in my own land and walk freely because you're still fighting for it. To be live in your own land, the who is taking away from you. So that's why I always I told my kids, you know, when you're big, you know that you are here is not for yourself, but you need to remember there is your own people.
Mm.
So you has to become role model as so the Papua that, you know, one day maybe you have a, you know, future that good, that maybe you become, you know, professional as a doctor or something. You go back and help your own people.
Mm.
They the one need you more. Even though you live in Australia as a free, but when your family, part of your family is not free, then you are not free.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, I think it's coming back to, you know, each of us, like, what is it, like, what's human rights means to you? And I think it's, like, for me, it's more to, like, because I'm doing what I'm doing today. It's for the future generation. So I hope that one day, people back home in West Papua, they don't have to go through like what I did. Came to Australia as a political refugee, risk their lives, came by canoe and start new living here. Like, I don't want that happen. I want them to live and to be safe and to have that right opportunity to go to schools, go to do this, go to do that, and yeah, and be free and be have right. And I remembered that time when I told my parents that I want to be an aerospace engineer, but that's also another things that also like have, but this is another topic. I think for West Papuans also, there's also religions also play a big role also in this, in the West Papuans, every West Papuans. I remember that I asked my parents that, guys, when I'm older, I want to be an aeronautical engineer. And the one thing that my parents said to me was, you can, but son, pray about it. And that's the only hope that I have as someone who is a Christian, who's a believer. And because there is no one else that I can put hope for. So, and I only believed that when I was a young kid until today. And that's also, this is another thing, but that is what is happening in, like, if you're talking about West Papuans, also not just Papuans, West Papuans, but people from the Pacific Islands. Religion also play a big part of big part of the role in people's life. So I hope that one. Yeah, for the future, when I have kids, I don't want them to go through like what I did and just be free, be happy in their own land. And yeah,
that's why we need to keep fighting. We need to keep fighting against so we can get our own freedom, self-determination, and so our younger generation can live freely. They don't have to fear about what they're doing or want to do something. So that's why I was always, it's always remind me that if I'm here, if I'm talking out there about West Papua, is I'm representing those people without voices that they can't go through or come to here to spare those words. So for me to, it's always talk to my kid, you should be proud of where you're coming from and don't hide yourself. And that's who you are. And that's why you become happy. You have a right to live, right to access, right to participate, right to free of, free talking. Or if you have a feeling that you don't agree with that person, you have a right to tell them.
Yeah, that's very true. And thank you, Papuana. Thank you, Jeffrey. And thank you also to Deborah. And today is the, as we have discussed for the last 1 hour, it's the Human Right Day, World Human Right Day. And just would like to encourage each and every one of us as West Papuans, as a citizen of the world. It is our responsibility and our moral obligation to look into and help others, especially our brothers and sisters in West Papua, who doesn't have the same freedom as us here in living in Australia. So, like Papuana said, let's be the voice of them, for those who are voiceless back home, and let's not abuse our freedom and start doing anything. Start contributing in whatever ways we can to raise awareness about what's going on in West Papua, and raise the awareness about the struggle for self-determination of West Papua, and even tell it to the broader world or to the wider community that about what's happening in West Papua, the human rights violations and everything that's happening in Papua that caused some of us to be to leave our homeland and live in exile. So with that, I would like to say thank you for coming in. Thank you, Papuana. Thank you, Jeffrey. And also thank you, Deborah, for coming in. And that brings us to the end of the show. And I'll see you guys next time. And have a good Christmas.
Thank you for having us, and Free West Papua.
Thank you.